You are love. You are divine. You do not seek validation. You are validation. You need to stop being nice to men for no reason. Stop doing so much for them and start doing more for yourself. Stop spoiling them so much. Stop nurturing them so much. Instead, channel all of that energy back into yourself. The only time where it's okay to spoil men and treat men with this love and energy that you want to give them is when they're pouring so much into you that it only feels natural to do something for them. You're not doing things for them in hopes that they're going to value you and see how amazing you are and want to commit to you and want to cherish you because of what you're doing for them, right? That is not the way men operate. That is not the way women operate. We are not meant to prove ourselves to men. It's not natural, and it makes them feel like they're better than us. It makes them feel like we are lesser than, and like they can take advantage of the situation and do whatever they please, right? You wouldn't feel like you were getting taken advantage of if you weren't doing so much for them. The only reason that you feel like they're not reciprocating is because you are giving them so much and hoping that they give you something in return. That is not the way you set yourself up for success in a relationship when you're a woman dating a man. It's not. Because you're setting yourself up to be resentful. You're setting yourself up to compare what you're doing for them to what they're doing for you. And they're always going to come up short. So ask yourself this: am I going to get upset or feel frustrated or feel unappreciated if they don't reciprocate? If the answer is yes, then stop. You're doing too much for them. You need to take a step back and channel whatever that energy you were going to put into them, put it into yourself. You should never be doing something for a man that you're hoping he does it in return. That is how you set yourself up to be resentful in relationships, because they're not going to reciprocate it in the way that you want it to be reciprocated. When you are compromising your energy and being a people pleaser in your relationship, nothing they do will ever be enough to compensate for that. You're always going to feel like they don't appreciate you, they're not doing enough for you, because you're setting yourself up to be used, essentially. If you weren't doing anything for this man, it would be so much easier for you to appreciate what he does do for you, because you wouldn't be comparing it to what you're doing for him and what you're giving to him, right? This doesn't just go for romantic relationships. I know this is a relationship advice video, but this also goes for business. This also goes for friendships, right? You don't want to give to others and then expect something in return. The only situation where you want to give is when you are so fulfilled within yourself and you feel so loved and appreciated that it's only natural for you to give back, because you're giving from a place of love, not from a place of seeking validation and seeking something in return and hoping that they see everything you've put into the relationship and they'll give it back to you one day. No. If you're in a one-sided relationship, it's because you've put yourself in a one-sided relationship. If you weren't constantly giving, giving, and giving without feeling like you're getting anything in return, then you wouldn't feel like you're in a one-sided relationship. It's so easy to blame others and say that it's other people's fault for not giving us anything in return. But you need to stop for a moment and start taking accountability for your part. A lot of women that come to me say that the reason that they're doing these things for men and the reason that they feel like they're in a one-sided relationship is because the men that they're seeing have been hurt in the past. And they start off the relationship saying that, oh, I don't want to get taken advantage of. My last girlfriend or wife was a gold digger and she was mentally unwell and she took advantage of me and I don't want to get used. And so as a new woman coming in into that relationship with this man that has issues from his past he hasn't dealt with, you think that his problems are your need to compensate, right? You think that you need to compensate for his past. And that is the biggest mistake that you're making. Each relationship is new. You cannot compensate for someone else's past. You have to go based off of what the relationship is today. Let me know in the comments if you've ever been in a situation where someone that you're dating has had an issue in their past, and because they've had that issue, you feel the need to compensate for that. You feel the need to go out of your way to prove to them that you're not like their ex, you're not like their other friends, you're not like those other people that hurt them. And so you go out of your way to please them, and then by the end of the relationship, you realize that by you trying to compensate for all these actions, now you're the victim in the situation. Now you've given too much, and now they've taken advantage of you when you were trying to not take advantage of them. A lot of the women that come to me say that they're doing this because they want to set themselves apart. They want to not be like every other woman that's going to take advantage of him, and they want to be that kind, generous woman that he's going to really love and cherish. But I hate to break it to you, all people are like that. You are not setting yourself apart by being a people pleaser. In fact, you are just blending in with the crowd, because everyone who is insecure acts in that way. How you really set yourself apart is by being so confident in yourself and knowing what your value is and not over giving. That's how you set yourself apart. That is how you gain respect, command respect in a relationship without having to force or manipulate or yell or argue, simply with your presence. That is what's going to make you truly rare, and that is what's going to make you actually feel appreciated in your relationship. Because here's a little secret that most people won't tell you. Feeling appreciated and validated actually has nothing to do with what other people are doing. It has nothing to do with what your partner is doing or saying to you. It has nothing to do with what anyone on social media is saying to you. It has nothing to do with what any of your family members are saying to you. It has everything to do with how you treat yourself, with how you speak to yourself. It has everything to do with your perception, how you perceive things. Because two people can look at the same thing and perceive something differently. Because of their perception, because of their understanding, because of what they believe, that is how they're going to react to the same thing. Two different people will react to the same thing completely differently. So it has nothing to do with what other people are saying or what other people are doing. It has everything to do with how you perceive things within yourself. You need to stop making other people your God. They cannot give you the permission to feel loved and validated. Only you can give yourself that permission. If you're not feeling loved and appreciated, it's because you're perceiving things from a place of scarcity. You're perceiving things from an identity that indicates, I am not appreciated. I don't feel appreciated. So anything that happens in my life, I'm going to find a way to look at that and continue to feel more unappreciated. Just like if you change your self-concept and you change your self-love and you start to validate yourself, you're going to see love everywhere you go. You're going to see love in the smallest things. You're going to feel appreciated with the same person who was making you feel unappreciated 10 minutes ago. Just by changing how you walk around in this world and how you feel that you are being treated and being perceived in this world. You actually don't need anyone else to do anything for you to feel loved. You need to start being grateful for what you have available to you and understanding that there is love in everything. And that love begins from you. That validation begins from you. understanding this and changing your perception and changing the way that you interact in this world and change the way that you have these expectations for other people, that is going to massively shift your life. This is something that I work with people directly to help them do, because it's not always easy to realize how your perception is affecting you in your day-to-day life. How your perception is basically sabotaging your relationships because you are thinking that this person is hurting you and taking advantage of you and not appreciating you, but in reality, they're doing the best that they can, and they do love you and they do appreciate you. And the thing that was missing was the love within yourself, because you were expecting to get love from others instead of understanding and knowing the truth, which is that love comes from within you. Like I said at the beginning of this video, you are love. You are divine. You don't seek validation. You are validation. It's so easy to blame men for their behavior, but when are we going to stop enabling them? When are we going to stop accepting whatever it is that they're willing to give us? And when are we going to start setting the standard? You are allowing men to come in and out of your life doing whatever they please. You're acting like a victim of the relationship, and you are not stepping into your true power. Okay. As a woman, you set the tone for the relationship, not the man. The woman initiates on the spiritual plane, on the emotional plane. You have the massive ability to influence others just by giving to yourself, just by being in your vision and being in your own energy and understanding what you want and how you want that to manifest. That has more impact on others than you even saying anything to anyone or you even doing anything. Men, on the other hand, make the most change in their physical environment. That is more masculine energy. Masculine energy is more tangible. It's more physical. Feminine energy is more spiritual. It's the unseen aspects. So instead of trying to compete with him and argue with him and manipulate him to give you what you want on the physical realm, on the realm of seeking validation, of seeking accomplishments, of seeking tangible things, start setting the standard in your mind. Start setting the standard with your energy. So sometimes this means, yes, you're going to have to communicate, obviously. You're going to have to do things physically, of course. But the first step before you do anything, before you say anything to him, before you try any of these dark feminine energy tactics, before you communicate with him, before you argue with him, before anything, you need to get your mind right. Because that is going to set the tone for how the relationship goes. It doesn't matter how you communicate. I can say the same thing to my man that you can say to your man, and then get two completely different responses. It's not what you say, it's who you are. Why do you think that a man can treat you horribly in your relationship and just be the worst partner ever, and then 10 minutes later he can turn around and date someone else and treat them like a queen, and they're the happiest woman in the world? Do you think it's him? Do you think it's him that's changing and all of a sudden realizing he needs to treat women with respect? No. He already knew that. Most men already understand that they need to treat women with respect and they need to value women. But they are not completely independent in their actions. They are going to behave and treat you according to how you value yourself. So the difference is that the woman that's getting treated like a queen knows she's a queen and treats herself like a queen. She's not just talking about it. Right? Because now we're in the era where everybody knows about affirmations, everybody knows about confidence, but a lot of people keep it on the surface level. A lot of people will just walk around saying, I'm a woman, I'm the prize, I don't have to bring anything to the table, I am the table, right? You hear all of these empowering speeches, but deep down, their energy, they don't believe that. They're just coming from a superficial aspect of it and saying all the right things that make them feel like they are confident, but deep down they're not actually confident because they're still in competition. They're still trying to compete with men and make men convince them and make them act right and make them behave and make them treat them well, and they're still not coming from a place of love, right? That's the difference. They're coming from a place of competition, of exclusion, of resentment. They're resentful towards the men that don't give them what they want. They're disrespectful to the people in their lives who are not showing up in the way they want them to show up. But deep down, they're not actually treating themselves in that way, right? They're just saying they expect all these things, but they're not coming from a place of love. Imagine if someone came up to you and was like, oh, I deserve this. You are worth nothing. I am worth everything. And this is how you have to treat me. You'd be like, what the heck are you talking about? Like, that doesn't make me feel good about myself, right? A truly divine woman, a truly empowered woman, doesn't need to approach her relationships in this way. She doesn't need to demand anything. She commands it within herself, with her own energy. She comes from a place of desire. She comes from a place of love. If she does need to communicate something, it's very clear, it's very calm, it's not in a resentful tone, it's not in a demanding tone, it's in an expressive tone. She's expressing herself, and the man is going to naturally want to please her. He's going to ask her, what do you want? How can I make you feel good? How can I please you? He's not going to be defensive and say, oh wow, she really has high expectations, she really wants a lot from me. No. Because you're not demanding anything, you are commanding it within yourself. Here's something a lot of you may not want to hear. Men are very capable. Men are very intelligent. Men have an incredible ability to adapt. The reason that he's not showing up in the way you want him to show up is because of you. And it's not because there's something wrong with you. It's not because you're not feminine enough. It's not because of anything in particular external, right? It has everything to do with your energy. It has everything to do with, are you operating from a place of love or are you operating from a place of fear and scarcity and resentment and frustration and hatred and anger? These are all emotions that are not going to get you the result that you want. It doesn't matter how you dress. It doesn't matter how you talk. If you talk like a girly girl, or if you talk with a deep voice, or if you talk in a seductive way, or if you talk really cutesy and really fast, or if you talk loud, or if you talk low volume, or if you talk fast, or if you talk slow, like, it really doesn't matter. All of these things, it's fun to think about. It's fun to play with your character and your personality and see what works for you. But none of those things are actually going to get you any type of result. It is your energy that's going to get you the result that you want. It is operating from a place of love. Because I told you already twice in this video, but I'll tell you again, you are love. You are divine. You do not seek validation. You are validation. If you want people to change, first you need to change. If you want the reflection in the mirror to change, you need to change. Remember, men are going to reflect back to you your own self-worth, not just in your relationships, not just men in relationships, right? Even your friends, even your money, even your career, even the people at the grocery store, even the people you're driving next to on the road, even animals around you, plants around you, people are going to reflect back to you how you feel about yourself. That is your blessing as a woman, but it can also be a curse if you don't know this and if you don't actively focus on harnessing your energy and making sure that your energy is aligned with how you want it to be and make sure that you're aligned with love, then it can be a curse, because then it doesn't matter what you do, you're gonna have the worst luck and bad things are gonna come to you. And no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you learn, and no matter how accomplished you are, you're not gonna get positive results because you're not coming from a positive place. You're coming from a negative place. Now, when you're on this journey, there's going to be a lot of men that come into your life that are going to try to convince you otherwise, right? I see a lot of this in my comment section. This video will probably also get those kinds of comments from men that are more in their wounded masculine energy. They haven't fully activated themselves to be masculine providers and protectors of women. They're still operating from a very undisciplined place, from a very insecure place. And they're going to try to convince you that you're asking for too much and that all of this spiritual stuff is just nonsense and it's not real. And they're going to try to convince you that what you bring to the table, your energy, is not enough. They're going to try to convince you that you need to split bills with them, that you need to have equal physical responsibilities, that you need to spoil them, that you need to chase after them. But if it's up to these men, you're going to do all of these things for them. You're going to be their mother. You're going to be their sexual partner. You're going to be their best friend. You're going to make your life all about them. And they're still going to cheat on you. They're still going to mistreat you, right? And they expect you to be okay with that. And they expect you to put up with their emotional issues. They expect you to overcompensate for their past and their own internal problems. If it's up to them, that's what your life is going to be. And if that's okay with you, go ahead and try it and see how you feel. I bet you you're gonna feel really drained. I know I've been in those relationships before and I felt very drained. And I'm sure a lot of you have been in those relationships as well. And it's not a fulfilling thing because you think that you're investing all of this time into this relationship and you're following this man thinking that he's a leader, but really he's still very wounded. And he just wants you to do everything and he doesn't want to provide anything in return. And he thinks that the little that he's giving you is enough to compensate for the energy that you're bringing. These men do not have your best interests in mind. All they care about is seeing that you're doing more for them than they're doing for you. They are so deeply insecure, they are terrified to think that they may be doing something for you for nothing in return. Like, they're extremely insecure in that sense. So they're not able to truly give to a woman what she needs, because the thing is, in a real relationship, a man is going to physically look like he's doing more for the woman. But the thing that the woman is doing for the man, you don't always see it. Because a lot of the times it's emotional and it's spiritual and it's not something that you can physically see. And these men that aren't fully awakened to their divine masculine, they're going to see that and be extremely terrified. They're going to think, oh my God, I don't want to be in a one-sided relationship. I don't want to just give all of this to this woman. Like, what is she giving me in return? That sounds like a miserable life. They don't get it yet. Okay, they haven't learned this yet. Maybe one day they'll learn, but it's not your job to teach them. You cannot teach them, okay? You cannot convince them, especially not by giving them all of your energy and hoping that they realize how amazing you are and they want to give you something in return. That's never going to happen. The only way they're going to learn it is the hard way, by realizing that no matter how many women they sleep with, no matter how many women they take advantage of, no matter how much money they earn and how many accomplishments they get, they're still not going to feel fulfilled. There's still going to be something missing. And then maybe one day, something will click and they will realize truth, okay? But until then, stay away. Stay away from them. Do not try to train them. Do not try to convince them. Do not try to help them, because you cannot help them. The best thing you can do to help them is ignore them, is show them with your actions and with your energy that how they're thinking and how they're behaving is not acceptable and it will not get them any attention whatsoever. That's the best thing you can do for these people. So I'm going to teach you really quickly how to understand instantly if someone has your best interest in mind if some fact or some statement that you're hearing is actually to your highest benefit, or if it's just there to distract you and keep you from your most divine self. The best way to identify if something is in your best interest, or if it's just trying to keep you away from your divinity, is how do you feel when you're hearing about this thing? When you're thinking about this thing, when you're hearing about this thing, when you're with this person, whatever the situation is, how do you feel? Do you feel scared? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel angry? Do you feel disempowered? Do you feel resentful? Do you feel sad? That is your clue. That is your intuition telling you, your emotional guiding system telling you that this is a lie. This is false. This is a distraction. This is not truth. This is not divine. This is not God. It's a lie. How you should feel is you should feel peaceful. You should feel calm. You should feel love, excitement, joy, high vibration, relaxed, empowered, confident. This thing should bring you positive, calming emotions. It should not bring you tension, uneasiness. You know how you feel where your heart is like tightening in a little bit, or your stomach feels like nauseous a little bit, or you start to get a headache a little bit, right? That is your sign that whatever the situation is, it's not aligned for you. It's not in your best interest. A lot of the times this will manifest as physical illnesses. Maybe you get really sick after seeing this person. Or maybe you hear about a certain fact and it makes you feel so bad, and then the next day, you know, you get a gray hair, or you get more pimples on your face, or you feel really bloated, or you get really crampy on your period. These are signs that that thing, that situation is not in your highest good. Your body will tell you when something is wrong. Your emotions will tell you when something is wrong. Don't be so quick to diagnose yourself with some physical illness when it's simply your body trying to signal to you that something is wrong. I'm not saying that all illnesses are unreal, but I'm telling you that before you diagnose yourself, before you go and take some medicine, ask yourself where this could be coming from and what you could be reacting to in your reality. Because as a woman, we are very much in tune with our bodies. We create life in our bodies. We have very divine cycles. We're in tune with the moon. We're in tune with nature. We are love. I'm gonna tell you again, you are love. You are divine. You don't seek validation. You are validation, okay? This is something you need to ingrain in your brain. So your body will tell you when something is wrong. Your body will tell you when you're giving too much in a relationship, right? Your skin will be dull. You'll be dehydrated. You'll be craving processed foods. You'll be craving things that are not good for you. You won't have energy. You won't be able to be out in nature. You won't be able to exercise and move your body. You won't be able to be artistic and creative. Your shine will dull, okay? So listen to these signs and understand that you're not going through something external. It's spiritual. And you need to ask yourself what the cause is, so that way you can heal yourself, protect yourself, and be around the people that are going to cherish you, because you cherish yourself, and you will not tolerate anything less than that.